Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Fresh forage options in the fall often come with strings attached. While the potential for high-quality grazing is present, knowing the risks that may come along is critical to making the most out of these forage resources. The two main drivers of risk for fall grazing come from the environment, freezing temperatures and drought. Let's look at drought first. When moisture is lacking, plant growth is slowed. This is a major obstacle for establishing fall forages, but can cause problems for already growing plants too. Cover or forage crops planted during the summer may begin to accumulate nitrates as dry weather slows growth. This is especially true for forages planted into already fertilized row crops that were haled out. Cold weather can be cause for concern too. As temperatures drop, growth slows and nitrates can build up again. When plant cells freeze, they burst, making nutrients more readily available. In high-quality forages, this can lead to bloat, especially early in the morning when forage moisture is at its highest. In sorghum species, including sedans, ruptured cells due to freezing are a bit more serious. This damage releases prussic acid, a cyanide compound, which can be deadly to livestock if consumed in high enough quantities. While it can dissipate out in 5 to 7 days, each time the plant is damaged by a frost, more prussic acid is released. Fall forages can be great grazing opportunities, but need to be managed carefully to be safe. Watch for nitrates during dry weather and nitrates, bloat, and prussic acid in sorghum species as temperatures drop to get the most out of your fall grazing. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.